Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Issues of the day. Let's begin with hemp. When I was a little boy, hemp was growing wild on the roadsides and in the ditches, and it was harvested to make rope during World War II. It's a close relative of marijuana, but it is not the same. Our government still outlawed the growing of hemp along with marijuana. But now pot is getting a green light in most states, and that has opened the door for hemp. With surpluses and low prices for most farm crops, there is a wild rush to grow hemp to make money. And the number one state now is Kentucky. Kentucky hemp sales skyrocketed last year, 3.5 times the year before. Prices doubled, and for this year, the state of Kentucky has approved 50,000 acres for hemp production. Farmers are still waiting to find out how U.S. Department of Agriculture will regulate cannabis-based products. At last, hemp has a future. Farms in the Midwest have had to deal with a tough winter, and recent floods have brought serious damage. No question, planting season will be delayed. We just don't know how long. We keep hoping that the weather uncertainty should lift grain prices. A positive development. Look to China. With China's African swine fever epidemic, their hog numbers have crashed by 16%. Keep in mind, pork is China's number one meat, and China bought 52 million pounds of U.S. pork last week. Hope we can get a trade deal, too, with them. Then our grain prices will explode. Now, this week, President Trump has been talking trade with Brazil. Those talks may offer some hope for agriculture, but be aware Brazil wants tariff-free access to our sugar market. All right, turn to Europe. President Trump says he wants the EU to get serious about our trade negotiations. They refuse to even talk about ag trade. Well, that's nothing new. They've always looked for non-tariff barriers or any way to block our exports. That's just not fair trade. The EPA is moving to allow year-round use of E15, 15% ethanol. Consumers need to pressure fuel stations to make it available. Big oil doesn't want the competition. Increasing the gallons of ethanol as our fuel is a big deal for corn farmers. It's a good thing. Costs less than petroleum and burns cleaner. And finally, I don't want to miss the chance to put this on the table. GE salmon, genetically engineered. I want to buy it and eat it. It has been approved by FDA for sale and should be in the supermarkets this year. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.